Blackstone Audiobooks presents The Snack Thief by Andrea Camilleri. Chapter 1. He woke up in a bad way. The sheets, during the sweaty, restless sleep that had followed his wolfing down 3 pounds of sardines, a beccafico, the previous evening, had wound themselves tightly round his body, making him feel like a mummy. He got up, went into the kitchen, opened the refrigerator, and guzzled half a bottle of cold water. As he was drinking, he glanced out the wide-open window. The dawn light promised a good day. The sea was flat as a table, the sky clear and cloudless. Sensitive as he was to the weather, Montalbano felt reassured as to his mood in the hours to come. As it was still too early, he went back to bed and readied himself for 2 more hours of slumber, pulling the sheet over his head. He thought, as he always did before falling asleep, of Livia lying in her bed in Boccadasse, outside of Genoa. She was a soothing presence, propitious to any journey, long or short, in country sleep, as Dylan Thomas had put it in a poem he liked very much. No sooner had the journey begun when it was interrupted by the ringing of the telephone. Like a drill, the sound seemed to enter one ear and come out the other, boring through his brain. "Hello? Who's this I'm speaking with? Tell me first who you are." "This is Cantarella." "What's the matter?"
"Sorry, Chief, I didn't recognize your voice as yours. You might have been sleeping." "I certainly..."